and we are hidden, we will find that we are at the foot of the cross and that we have gathered together with those other devout souls that are doing likewise. And brothers and sisters, every day we get closer to the Sunday law, the more important this theme becomes. This is the theme of Bible prophecy that has to be understood. Prophecy is interesting. This story of Gideon is my personal favorite prophetic study, and the reason for it, I think, for myself is because there's so much information conveyed in so many ways prophetically. People's names, geography, different things beyond geography and names, just the actions, the movements. We've been through several of them. It's just exciting to see how the Lord is trying to tell us this story. And I'm certain that I have not seen, you know, what all of what's in the story of Gideon. The Word of God is much deeper than I could ever be. But there's so much of it there that it happens to be my personal favorite study that I've come across so far as illustrating Adventism at the end of the world. And it's interesting. And if, as students of prophecy, the only thing that we're studying prophecy for is because it's interesting and exciting, we're going to be lost. Prophecy has to be internalized to where we recognize the implications of what's being conveyed by the prophecy. And what's being conveyed by this prophecy and the other prophecies in the Bible is that probation is about to close for mankind. It's not any longer simply the human concern that everyone has that sooner or later I'm going to die. All of mankind knows that. And your probation closes when you die. But the close of probation that we're confronted with today is that the opportunity to receive forgiveness for sins is about to come to its close, and you may live beyond that time. And if the sins are not dealt with before that time, you get to live at the end of the world as a lost person until you're destroyed. And this message, brothers and sisters, is one that has to be internalized. It has to work and affect in our experience, or there is no genuine reason even to study Bible prophecy. And we'll take up the conclusion of the story of Gideon in our next presentation.